when I first lost my daughter, people told me, give it time, you'll feel better. Time heals all wounds. And I didn't like that phrase. It bothered me because that means, oh, I'm just supposed to sit around here and wait, and then over time I'll feel better. That didn't make any sense to me. I realized that I needed to do things. I needed to use that time, that if I didn't use the time properly, I was going to be sitting in this hole all the time. What do you think about that phrase, time heals all wounds?
Thank you for asking. It's something I could really get on my soapbox about. Time doesn't heal anything. Time doesn't heal a broken leg, a broken arm. Time doesn't heal cancer. Time doesn't heal heart disease. It's what we do with the time that brings the outcome that we want. Now, the other thing you said, what can I do? That's a Freudian concept. 1917, his essay on melancholy and mourning, which most every grief person writes about, Freud said, you got to do your grief work. He said, the patients that did something got better. The patients that did not do anything didn't get better. So now we're at the point of saying, okay, we have to do something. What do we do? I think a person has to pick and choose what works for them, and then they do those things. I suggest people exercise. It releases endorphins to exercise. There's some enkephalin in those endorphins, and we've discussed enkephalin in another segment. I really encourage exercise. I encourage people to keep a journal. Some people absolutely do not want to keep a journal. And I could go through all these reasons why it's good to keep a journal, but some people don't want to. I encourage people to reach out to others to try to help them, because when we give to somebody else, it removes a little bit of our focus on our own devastation and our horrible feelings. These are things that we do. I encourage people to go on a spiritual quest if they haven't been spiritual and they ask the question of me, where's my loved one now? Well, only you can decide for yourself where you think he or she is. So there's all these things that we can do. And I got to tell you very bluntly, and I want to make this point, the people that do are the people that get better. There's no formula, but if they do, if they design the things they want to do while they're taking this grief journey, they do get better.
Seems to me that there's two elements, although there's many elements here, but two that relate to where I saw it was, I needed to, A, be thoughtful on my own, think about it, put it in perspective, get some knowledge. And the other one was talking and sharing. At first, I didn't want to see a grief counselor, and I kind of got talked into it. And I realized that talking and sharing was very important. And I would tell you, I'd sometimes leave this office here and I'd get in the car and say, what the hell did we talk about today? But I felt better because I was talking and sharing. And it just gets you one little step further. And when you make progress, it's okay to sink back in, because that's all part of grief too. The one thing is, you can't avoid it. You have to do what you said, whether it's exercise, talking, thinking. You got to find the work that works for you, but you just can't avoid it. Then you're in some deep trouble.
Yes, and you did something when you got in the car, started the engine, and drove to my office, got out of the car, and walked in. You did something. You were doing in terms of your grief, even though you didn't want to. And a lot of times I have to really encourage people, even have to nudge them a little bit. One of the things that people don't like to do after the death of specifically a mate, they don't like to go out with friends. They don't like to go to parties because many times they're going alone. But I suggest to them, do it one time. Do it and see how you feel afterwards. So people that are listening to us right now, I hope they think and even make a list of all the things that they can do, from going to mass, going to church, to praying, to exercise. I mean, there's multiple things that they can do to counteract the horrible feelings of grief.